More Christians are arrested in Eritrea. Planes are needed for Bible translation in Papua New Guinea. And it's summer, but Christmas is coming. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 10 more Christians have been arrested in Eritrea's capital, and a pastor has been missing since August 12th. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it's the latest crackdown in a place where 2,000 Christians are imprisoned.
None of these people has had a trial of any kind. None of them has been allowed legal representation, and none of them has actually had written charges filed against them. They've simply been picked up and put into the prison system there in Eritrea.
Eritrea denies the human rights abuses, saying the repression of Christians falls under keeping the law of the land. Nettleton says they're committed to supporting the evangelical church there.
We have been able to assist the church there through help to the families of those who are in prison. We've also been involved in translating some books and Christian material, and so we've been able to provide some tools for the Eritrean church to help them not only survive during this time, but really to thrive.
Next, Christians continue to speak out about the South Korean Christian hostage situation. While the remaining 19 hostages have been released, the International Director for the World Evangelical Alliance, Jeff Tunnicliffe, says he's concerned about the South Korean government's ban on Christian work in Afghanistan. Tunnicliffe plans to meet with Korean Christian leaders September 13th to discuss the implications of that decision. Pray for this meeting and that the hostages heal emotionally. You're listening to Mission Network News. The population of Japan is less than 1% Christian. Few are interested in spiritual things. The government restricts access to schools, but Book of Hope International is doing something to reach out to the youth. Book of Hope's Sina Silva says the youth have a strong desire to learn English.
Our book is actually a diglot, which means it's in two languages. The scripture is in Japanese and English side by side. And they've also developed something unique in Japan, a textbook which teaches English using the Book of Hope. So we're meeting a need they have at the same time introducing them to the gospel.
Not being able to access schools, one church has started handing the Book of Hope out at train stations and youth hangouts with an invitation to an event. Silva says it's having an impact.
Recently, they had 150 students respond after they had given out the Book of Hope in one area, come to a student concert, and six Japanese students gave their lives to Christ.
Elsewhere, Wycliffe Associates is asking for Christians to help Bible translators in Papua New Guinea. The airplanes that serve them are threatened because of rising aviation fuel prices, up to $14 a gallon. The only producer of the fuel may stop production at any time. The best solution is getting the new Kodiak plane, which will be available in a few months. It's designed specifically for difficulties in the mission field. Help hardworking translators by donating to this cause. Go to our website. And planning for a second annual Christmas parade in Ghana is already underway. Oasis International's Ambrose Brennan says last year's festivities in Pram Pram were aimed at jump-starting a community health facility. Well, this year it's about growing the project that started it all.
We really wanted to draw in more churches just to present a unified witness of the body of Christ to the whole community. And that was a great time that we could evangelize by passing out tracts, gospel literature, inviting people to the different local churches. And all the proceeds we raise are going to go toward helping finish the recovery ward of the Prom Prom Health Clinic.
Last year's event jump-started the clinic by a year. Brennan believes the United Body of Christ is what paved the way for new outreach opportunities.
Just from last year's parade, we had different people come and say, hey, could you come and speak to my youth group? Could you come and share in our church? So it obviously has opened some doors for us, and I think it would also even open doors for other pastors who'd get involved.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's growing across the West, and few Christians know about it. With a gift of any amount, Eminence making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you learn and pray during Islam's holy month of Ramadan. Time's running out. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.